Welcome to the Silent Apollo. My name is Sabine Uwazi. Today, I will be talking about how I fell in love with the mysteries and wonders of space. My love for space started from a fairly young age. The earliest memory I remember with space was when I was in fifth grade. In the fifth grade, my grandfather died suddenly. As a result, me, my sister, my brother, and my mom had to drive 11 hours from Chicago, Illinois, to Philadelphia, Mississippi. The drive there started pretty good at first. I would say about 2 hours in, we started to fall asleep. Sometime during the ride, though, I woke up. I had a small conversation with my mom. Both my brother and my sister were asleep. I remember her telling me to lean back in my seat so she wouldn't get pulled over, even though we were in the middle of nowhere, but I eventually leaned back. I leaned all the way back to look through the back window. Through the window were stars, miles and miles filled with stars, and them having their own galaxies and planets to orbit them. At one point, I tried to count them. I don't remember what number I ended at, but I know I stopped pretty soon. Now being 16, I look at the moon, stars, and space in a deeper light now. I still enjoy looking at the space and stars and the moon, but I'm also interested in the more scientific stuff about it. Like interstellar planets and how many galaxies there are. A quick glance at my YouTube feed will show how deep of a rabbit hole I've dug myself when it comes to space. I think my mom and my sister are tired of the random fun facts about space they hear almost every day. I also think they're tired of how many space movies I watch. I don't watch all the space movies because sometimes I find them to be just a tad bit scary, but I do like how pretty they are. Majority of them, I should say. I'm not that big of a fan of the Star Wars series, but I think I'm more of a fan of the realistic fiction space movies like Interstellar and the new one that just came out on Netflix, The Stowaway. I enjoyed the visuals in The Stowaway. Living in a city, you don't get to see the stars as much, so I appreciated their like clips into the stars. I also appreciate Interstellar a lot because of the visuals in that movie as well. The different planets in the movie are just really phenomenal to me. But I won't get into that this episode. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Silent Apollo. As I get ready to end, I'm going to give you guys a fun mystery clue about space. I'll just give you like a topic and then you guys, whoever's listening, can look it up and dig yourself into a hole about space if you want to. Well, until next time, discover the Virgo supercluster. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Silent Apollo.